Psalm 95, the danger hidden inside a hymn. After Psalm 94 exposed hard hearts in the world, Psalm 95 turns the light toward the worshipper. That is one of its deepest surprises. The psalm begins like a festival song and ends like a courtroom warning. Come, let us sing. Quickly becomes today if you hear his voice. The movement is not accidental. Biblical worship is never mere uplift. It is an encounter in which joy and repentance meet. The first half rises with great breadth. The Lord holds the depths of the earth and the mountain peaks. The sea and the dry land are both his. An ancient Israelite would have heard more here than nature poetry. In the ancient Near East, the sea often symbolized chaos, and mountains were linked with divine rule. Psalm 95 quietly announces that every zone people feared or worshipped already belongs to the God of Israel. He is not a tribal god managing one small patch of land. He is king over abyss, summit, shore, and soil. Yet the psalm's climax is not creation, but covenant. We are the people of his pasture. English Standard Version. The maker of oceans becomes shepherd of a flock. Majesty bends toward nearness. Then comes the shock. The song breaks open, and God himself speaks. The Hebrew word hayom, today, stands at the center like a bell that keeps ringing. Augustine said that this today is the whole day of grace in which God still addresses us. The writer of Hebrews agrees and presses it upon the church, Hebrews 3:7, 4:11. As long as it is called today, the door is open, but not indefinitely. Do not harden your hearts, recalls Meribah and Massa, names meaning quarrelling and testing. In a desert world, water was not a minor concern. It was the line between life and burial. Yet Israel's real sin was not thirst. It was putting God on trial after he had already redeemed them. They demanded proof from the God whose wonders they had seen. Here is the piercing truth. Israel had left Egypt, but Egypt had not fully left Israel. The hardened heart of Pharaoh can reappear inside the redeemed people of God. Calvin saw this clearly. Outward worship is empty if the heart remains unsubdued. There is even a quiet irony at the start of the psalm. We are told to sing to the rock of our salvation. Yet the warning points back to the wilderness, where Israel quarreled with God at the rock. God can bring water from stone, but a hard heart is a deeper problem than a dry land. Only grace can break it. In Christ, the rock who followed them, as 1 Corinthians 10:4 says, the shepherd still speaks. And the promise at stake is rest, minutia. Not mere sleep, not laziness, not even simply Canaan. Psalm 95 was sung long after Israel entered the land, which means the truest rest was still ahead. Hebrews sees that rest fulfilled in Christ, the settled life of trust, obedience, and communion with God. So this psalm asks a severe and loving question. Not, did you sing, but did you hear? Suggested cross-references, Exodus 17, Hadad 1, Hadad 7, Numbers 14, 20, 23, Hebrews 3, Hanan 7, 4, 11, 1 Corinthians 10, 1, Hanan 13, John 10, 27, hymn suggestion, Venite, exultimus domino, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. The ancient song drawn directly from this psalm. Prayer. Lord of the deep places and the high places, keep me from a singing mouth and a stubborn heart. Make me quick to bow, quick to hear, and quick to trust. By your Spirit, soften what has grown hard in me and lead me into the true rest of Christ. Amen.